Reuters is reporting that the next summit meeting between U.S. President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un will probably take place in early 2019. Friday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said he hopes to meet his North Korean counterpart to lay the groundwork for what he called a big step forward toward denuclearization during the next summit. Since the last one in Singapore, there has been little progress reported on North Korea's nuclear arms pledges. Speaking with VOA in Mexico City, Pompeo said Chairman Kim had told him he was committed to the promises he made to President Trump at that Singapore event. This apparently goes a long way toward explaining why the United States and South Korea have called off another scheduled military exercise set for December, a decision that was reportedly made by U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis and his South Korean counterpart. There is mounting negative reaction to Saudi Arabia's long-awaited admission that dissident Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi died at the kingdom's consulate in Istanbul, Turkey. The Riyadh government also says it's detained a large number of suspects. Here is the AP's Mike Gracia.
Saudi Arabia is acknowledging that writer Jamal Khashoggi, who went missing after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul earlier this month, is dead. Saudi Arabia's state-run news agency says prosecutors in the kingdom believe Khashoggi was killed in the consulate in Istanbul in a quarrel. According to the official announcement, 18 Saudis have been detained as suspects in the killing. The Saudi press agency also says King Salman proposes an urgent need to restructure the kingdom's intelligence services. Khashoggi, a frequent critic of the Saudi crown prince, had gone to the consulate to retrieve paperwork he needed to get married. I'm Mike Gracia.
Commenting on the announcement that suspects are being held, President Trump called it a good first step, but he said he wanted to confer with Saudi Arabia's de facto ruler, Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. This is VOA News. The presidents of Honduras and Guatemala have scheduled a meeting for today to work out a strategy for dealing with a caravan of migrants.